No need to look any farther, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation for all your latest sport reports across the nation. So don't change your channel, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation. So don't change your channel, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation for all your latest sport reports across the nation. No need to look any farther, you chose the right station.
Fighting!
Mr. Cowboy
at the
Nation.
Blue Corner!
You chose the right station!
Mr. Cowboy
Nation! Mr. Cowboy Nation!
Weighing in at a slim trim 195 pounds! Hell! From Memphis, Tennessee!
Ready to go, man.
He is the reigning, defending,
can't forget about
heavyweight
that
champion of the world! Stand to your feet and acknowledge him, the Black Nature Boy, Mr. Cowboy Nation.
Yes, sir, ski. One more time with the people in the back, man.
Nation.
Yeah, dog. How y'all been? How y'all been? I've been missing y'all so much. Y'all know I can't wait for this, you know. Mm-hmm. It's preseason, but it, you know, games don't count, but it's football. I take it. Right? So, all right, let's get into it. Welcome to Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation. I am your host, Mr. Cowboy Nation. Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation is brought to you by Snap Pick Productions, right? We have a YouTube channel. All the episodes are uploaded to the YouTube channel, Mr. Cowboy Nation. Also, we have a page solely dedicated to the show. Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation. Cash App donations. You'll see my producer drop the Cash App tag down here on the front of on the desk, right? So we're not asking for any specific amount. Whatever you feel like you want to do, it's cool. We are available on all major platforms. All major platforms, right? So my personal favorite being Spotify. And the reason why, because when you go on there, you have to search Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation. And that with Mr. Cowboy Nation is very important because there's a lot of Let's Talk Footballs. But there's only one Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation. Can you dig that? Yep. All right, so now we got that out of the way. Let me, you know, it's a damn shame that Petty got to come out here preseason. But it has to be done, has to be done. DJ, hit that beat for me, get the people who they came to see this evening. yeah, Petty, Pendergrass is in the film. Let's go, man. All right, so why Petty Pendergrass got to come out here in the damn preseason? Right? It's preseason, a lot of young cats playing. A lot of dudes probably not going to make the team playing. Right, catch this fight for a spot in the UFL, for Pete's sake. So why is Petty out here? Right, why is Petty out here? Who does Petty want to see? Surely you're not picking on some young kid aspiring to make a team, are you, Petty? Nope, sure ain't. Petty ain't, Petty ain't here for that. Petty here for a veteran. Mm-hmm. Petty here for a guy who should know damn better by now. Kadarius Toney, come on down here and see me. And it's always you. It's always you, Kadarius Toney. So, Exhibit A. look at this picture up on the screen right here. Exhibit A. So this is not why he came down here. But you remember this. This is the Buffalo game, right? The amazing play that kills at the touchdown got brought back because Kadarius Toney lined up offside. See, they got his foot circle. See, they got his foot circle, right? So he lined up outside, took one of the most amazing plays of the season off the board. Because you stupid, you don't know where to line up. So fast forward to this past this past preseason game, right? Not only did Kadarius Toney line up offsides again, and in that game, by the way, he got called for that one, but he actually lined up maybe three or four times at least throughout the whole game. So you was lining up wrong the whole game, right? So, fast forward to this preseason game. Kadarius Toney, not only does he line up Land them wrong again. It's a preseason game now. So, you, not only did he land them wrong again, but then you had, it's a run play. Then you held, you land, so you got two flags on the same play. Illegal formation, because you again, you know, we have established that you have issues finding where you're supposed to be at on the line of scrimmage. So you did that again, and then you held. On top of that. So you got hit with two flags in the exact same play. Kadarius Toney, baby, what we doing? These folks are moving you to running back because you can't catch, you're dropping everything. Now you don't know where the line. Sir, I don't understand. I don't. And you've been playing football since you were probably 8 years old. Why now? Like, why now? why now? Why can't we get lined up now? And you've been lining up on football fields you probably 8 years. Kadarius, come on down and see me, sir. You've been lining up on football fields. You were 8 years old, and you get grown, and they want to pay you for it. Now you don't know where the hell you're supposed to be at. Oh, my. Kadarius. All right, so. Let's get a break in the action. Get a word from my sponsor.
Introducing SnapX Podcast Network. Give your voice a platform through podcasting. If you're thinking about starting a podcast or already have one, let us help you. Contact us when you're ready at www.snapxpodcast.com. That's www.snapxpodcast.com. The SnapX Podcast Network.
All right, y'all. So I just typed a comment in the comment section. Y'all reply to that for me. Let me know if we good. Question of the day. Will the Kansas City Chiefs tie the San Francisco 49ers and the Dallas Cowboys with their fifth Super Bowl win this year? That would be, like, huge, right? To see another team get up to five, catch... It'd be terrible for me because now I had to worry about, I had to hear Chiefs fans. But they're doing their thing, right? So they got an opportunity to win number five this season. And I ain't going to lie. This kid they got out of Texas looks like Tyreek Hill 2.0, right? And I'm talking about just from a speed standpoint. Like, Mahomes caught him offsides, free play. Just threw it as far as he can throw it. Worley runs up on it. Boom. Like, what, 48, 58 yard game? Right, so I'm like, dude, that's the last thing he needed was somebody he could just, you know. So, I don't know, man. I think Kansas City going to be held again, barring injury. If they can stay relatively healthy, I think Kansas City would probably be in the AFC Championship game again. So, will they tie the Cowboys and 49ers this year? Of course I'm going to say no, because the Cowboys going to win six. Can you dig it? But, all right, so let's go over to this week's Did You See That Moment. Y'all know, like, sometimes you get that warm, fuzzy feeling when it's a certain, it's one of them, right? I'm going to enjoy this one. All right, so let's go over to this week's Did You See That Moment. This week's Did You See That Moment comes from the Giants and Texans game. Let's go check that out.
No Saquon Barkley anymore in New York, so he'll get a lot of carries. Jones in some trouble in the end zone. It's intercepted and a touchdown.
What?
Jalen Petrie for six.
Oh my God. Oh my God, Dave Jones.
Jones. Right there. He's got to get rid of the football. I know he saw Petrie on the spot, but throwing it at Jones' feet, there's no reason for that to have happened for the New York Giants. None whatsoever.
There's none whatsoever.
That is not whatsoever. A rookie. That's not a second-year guy. That's not Tommy
Jones. And this is why we are in the position we went with Dak Prescott, because the Giants gave him $40 million. A dude that's still doing that. Right? And the Giants paid that guy $40 million a year to do that. Hell no. So now we got to pay Dak $60. Oh, man, that's terrible. Daniel Jones. We see Daniel Jones is in a... mid-season form already. Daniel Jones locked and loaded, ready to go. All right, so this is terrible, man. Oh my God, Daniel Jones. All right, so preseason takes. We get into the preseason takes. Hey, Carol, how you doing, baby girl? So My takes on the preseason thus far. I noticed a couple things. Hey, Renata, how you doing, baby girl? I'm glad to see you. You know, I slip been mad at you because I ain't been seeing you. But, you know, you're here now, so it's all is forgiven. All right, so my preseason takes. Young QB's looking good. I guess y'all can call me a hater. I was deep down inside, I wanted Caleb Williams to struggle because I felt like he's a little cocky, right? But he looked good. He looked good. And it's granted, it's the preseason, but I see the hype. I see why they love him. You're right. I see why he has some hype behind him. He is physically talented. He is, right? So with the right coaching staff, you know, right offense, right situation, Caleb Williams looks like he can be special, right? So, but then again, it's the preseason. So it's a little different when the game's counting. Them defense coordinators been up all night watching. I'm just saying it's a little different. But as of now, he looks good. Baby girl, you've been working like all the time. I understand. I'm about to be working a lot myself. Gotta take care of them. You got kids, so you gotta take care of them kids. But who else? Bo Nix looked really good. I hadn't got a chance to check out Michael Penix. Anybody seen Michael Penix? Y'all let me know. Y'all know I was on the Michael Penix train last year. I ain't got a chance to check Penix out. I like the kid from New England, not Drake May, who they shouldn't have taken number three. The other one, Joe Milton. Joe Milton looked great. He looked really good to me. It's another QB I can't think of. That's a Caleb Williams, Bo Nix. It's another. I can't think of him. Oh, Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels. He looked good as well, right? So, and the Jaden Daniels kind of. Concerns me because he in Washington, but it's giving RG3, right? I think he's going to be real good about a year or two. I don't think he's big enough to, you know, durable enough to. Kara said, I'm not a fan of Caleb and them fingernails. Me neither, because who do that? Who the hell? Do you know how wrong that looks? Kara, do you know how wrong that looks to see a grown man with his fingernails painted going, rawr, go Bears. That does not look right. Like, that don't look right to me, right? So I'm just saying. It's kind of hard for me to follow that. But, you know, to each his own. Kurt said, I like Penix. It's Kurt you got to worry about. Kurt about to get that job, too. Kurt Cousins, whoever his agent is, should go in the Hall of Fame. Because how the hell has Kirk Cousins got all these $100 million guaranteed contracts that have done absolutely nothing? Absolutely nothing. His agent should go in the Hall of Fame, right? So I think it's a matter of time Penny's going to take his job. But hey, Kirk got $100 million guaranteed. You think he cares about losing his job? Kirk got paid again. You know what I'm saying? So Kirk fine. He'll be all right. Yeah, so But Bo Nix, so the Bo Nix situation, right? The Bo Nix situation, we were all kind of curious because, you know, we felt like Sean Payton kind of threw Russ under the bus and Dimple. So you got your guy now at QB. So let's see how let's see if your offense really changes. Was it really Russ or should we be looking at Sean Payton? And right now we should be looking at Russ because Russ not looking that good. And I'm about to get to the Steelers here shortly. Segue. Let's do it. All right, so. Russ, that's another take. Steelers O-line in that Buffalo Bills game. It was atrocious. Oh, my God. It looked like what Justin Fields had in Chicago. The O-line looked that bad. Right, so it's a stat out there that the average time that they had was what 3.93 seconds. Let me pull it up. I just shared that to the page. Right, it was terrible. It was a jailbreak. It was multiple guys free, almost every snap. Longest time to throw. Oh, okay. So they said, well, wow, Russ, So the Steelers O-line has allowed the longest time for any QB to throw, which is 3.9. That's a long time blocking. So 3.93 seconds. But I must have been in week one because in that Bills game, it was a jailbreak. Every time they hiked the ball, somebody was in the backfield. So I'm just saying, you might want to fix that before week five, because we're going to beat the brakes off you in your front yard. Whoever's blocking in that Bills game, make sure they're not there week five. It's gonna be real ugly. Kara said she watched them at Auburn. My play cousin, Kate Boogie, in the building. As for Jalen, Washington has a history of destroying their quarterbacks. I believe what you really want to say, and it's okay, you can say it here. This is a safe place. Washington has a history of destroying black quarterbacks. Yep. I see it. They do. Right? So they are notorious for that, right? So I like Jaden Daniels. I really wish he had went somewhere else, right? But it is what it is, right? Maybe Dan Quinn will do better with him, but we'll see. Say I watched him in Auburn. He's running gun. Not a fan of Bobo. I mean, but he looks. You right, K Boogie. It is only preseason, but he looks good. Like he's moving the ball. He looks like he can run this offense, right? So he gonna have to learn more in the as the game starting to count, because the defense is gonna get more complex and all that. My boy Joe in the building. What up, Joe? My boy Joe be staying up. Joe, what time is it there? Like 1 in the morning. Joe be up like 1, 2 in the morning to catch you. Boy, Joe, I really appreciate you, man. Because I don't know if I can, So I take my hat off to you, Joe. I take my hat off to you, Joe. I really appreciate you. What y'all got? Russ need pots and pans to cook. He is not it. Oh my God. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. He didn't have time to do squat in the Bills game for a little bit. I saw it. The O-line looked really bad. So, I mean, and that's been the Steelers' problem for a minute. They're gonna have to get that straightened out. Kara said, hey, everybody looks good in the preseason. Not everybody. Did you just see Daniel Jones? Daniel Jones sucks in preseason and regular season. All right, so the Cowboys defense is one of my other takes, right? So, as you know, we had problems stopping the run last year. It was really bad. Stopping the run. It was a point in time on this set I was begging the Cowboys defense, just don't give up 200 yards. Can we just not give up 200 yards rushing? I'm cool with 150, which is terrible, by the way. Giving up 150 yards rushing is pretty bad. I would have been cool with 150 yards at some point, because it was like everybody and their dad was rushing for 200, which is it's non-existent, right? So I was very curious to see. I knew Zim wasn't going to have that. When they said we brought Zim back, that's not Zim. Now that's what Zim ain't gonna have that. You're not running for 200 yards on a Zim defense. Ain't finna happen, right? And it was damn like, right? The front seven looked really solid. I'm not saying dominant. They looked solid. And when I say solid, I mean when holes opened up, there was somebody actually in the hole plugging it, right? We didn't see that last year. Like, you saw a hole, that cat was gone 15, 20 yards, right? So, not this year. What I've been seeing, like, if a hole opened up, it's a linebacker there. And he's ready, willing, and able to plug it, right? So, that in itself, I'm fine with just that. If we can just do that, just not let people run the ball down our throat. You know what I'm saying? So, I was very pleased to see that. Dan Quinn was using safety as his linebacker. Dan Quinn was using safety as his linebacker. Now he has linebackers. I think Yeah. We got real linebackers. That's another thing too, Carol. Like you saw the difference between, and Marquise Bell's a great player. I love Marquise Bell, but he has no business playing linebacker, right? So, and you saw the difference between a Marquise Bell playing linebacker and who number 57, Harvey. Like a couple of the linebackers are the boy from Notre Dame, Maris, right? You saw the difference. So you're not gonna run on that too quick. So that was very pleasing to see. But I agree, though, Kerry. I do think these linebackers would be better. Did you see Brandon Arbor? I feel go kick and hit that seat. Yeah, I'm about to start calling him baby Justin Tucker. We might got us a Justin Tucker. Cause when I said, dude, we not. Why are we even trying this, Mike? You don't call him Mike all type of dummies and and he nailed it, baby. I was like, well, damn. I guess I need to shut up. But yeah, that was great to see though. Like 66, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So we might be all right. Hopefully he won't have to do that too much. But yeah, the Cowboys defense though, I was very glad to see like holes being plugged, right? Not getting walked out the club right up the middle. I just wanted to see how we held the line of scrimmage because it seems like a lot that we did in the draft was geared towards being stronger and physical, more physical at the line of scrimmage, right? So I wanted to see what the front seven on D looked like. And it looks better, right? It looks better. So I'm kind of anxious to see Marshawn Nealon, right? I told y'all Marshawn Nealon was going to be plug and play. And he's plug and play. In college, you watch him in college, he does a lot of things. A lot of the stuff Zim is asking him to do, he was already doing in college. I guess that's what I'm trying to say, right? So, I was like, this dude going to be plug and play. He going to be ready to go, right? So, and I hate we lost Sam. I would love to see him and Sam Williams. That would have been, whew, oh, my God. You know, because I think Sam Williams is more of a Zimmer-type defensive end as well. All right, so this is what I'm going to do in the morning when I get up. So, Dan Quinn, I was watching the Washington game, and it was a run play. Remember I said it has a whole, I know it's totally random, but just to show y'all the difference and what I'm talking about now and what was going on last year. So, it was a hole open up. Running back hit the hole, 40 yards, gone. No linebacker there, no safety, no nothing. Green field. Right, he gone. So, they had to hog him down to catch him. So, when I saw it, my heart got a little warm. I'm like, cool. So, he is going to do that over there. So we just run the ball, right? We're going to be all right. We're going to be all right when we see Washington twice. Our secondary looks good. 5 interceptions in 2 games. Yep. Got a pick 6, right? So, and that's the thing. So, and I'm going to tell you this, Joe. This lets you know that we have a defensive coordinator that is actually coordinating the defense, right? So, and what I mean by that is, it was Michael Parsons. So, somebody was getting interviewed, right? And they were saying basically there was like no set assignments. Everything was sight and see. So, Quinn was basically letting the inmates run the asylum. There was no accountability, right? The guys were so fast and so good, he got lazy, right? So, and with Zim, it's totally different. No, you have a position you should be in. When I run this defense, you need to be here. It's a system, right? So, and that's what you saw, Joe. You saw the system. You seeing corners in a position watching the quarterback's eyes jumping passes, right? So, that's the system. Like, it's what he's calling. And I think in the Rams, was it the Rams game? They said in the Rams game, he didn't even have a play sheet. He was calling the game based on what the Rams were running, right? Didn't have a play sheet the first. He's just sitting there, oh, they running this. Well, we going to run boom, 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 boom. Like, that's you know, and that show you, he is, Carol. That show you the type of, man, I hate this. Yeah, screw Dan Quinn. That show you the type of coaching that we brought back, right? So, I never wanted them to leave, but I'm glad he's back. because we're going to actually have a defense. Not some flash in the pan that want to play with the lead. But, and let's be honest. Let's be honest. You know, we couldn't say this last year, Cowboy Nation, because we didn't want to really, you know, we got to keep stuff in house. But it's so, you know, he gone now. We can talk about him. Then y'all really feel like when the chips are on the line and we really needed to stop, right? Them shorts, third and shorts, fourth and shorts, we really needed to stop. Did you really have a lot of faith in SD last year? Because I didn't. I didn't. Third and short, fourth and short, it's over for us. Nothing. We can't. We were too soft. We were too finesse. Like, we wanted Dak to score a lot of points so we can pass rush and jump passes and get interception. But that's not how you win championships. You have to stop the run. Like, there's no way around it. You have to stop the run. You have to be willing to get dirty, get in them trenches, put your hands on somebody, and stop the run. You have to be able to do that. And I don't think we were about that life last year. We wasn't. But this defense, what I'm saying, about that life. About that life. They got linebackers that's plugging holes. Overshown, you know, Overshown look like a dog, right? So, yeah, we got real linebackers that's willing to hit, right? So, I think the defense will be more solid. That's what I'm more curious to see. Carl Lawson's going to be key. Hey, K-Boogie, you hear anything about Linval Joseph? Because I heard something about Linval Joseph, but I don't know if I want to believe that or not. I only heard it once. Mike, yeah, he is. Mike is a teacher. We need to bring physicality to the defense. Exactly. Exactly, K-Boog. Exactly. Like, so, like, we went about that life, man. We would. We just wanted to rush the passer, you know. But we didn't want to get down and dirty when it all came down to it. Carol said, I live in D.C. I hope when Dallas play Washington, they beat the hell out of Dan Quinn because Dan Quinn failed his team at the most critical time in the playoffs. He failed. He did. And then on top of that, you're going to try to steal Tyler Guyton from us in the front. I hope that ain't fit on him, Carol. Matter of fact, Carol, I think I'm coming to Washington when we play Washington and Washington. I'm coming to that game, Carol. So I ain't know you live in Washington. I'm going to have to holler at you. But, yeah, I'm gonna come up there and check that one out. Yeah, that's a rumor, but I heard it more than once, K-Boogie. I ain't going to lie to you. And ain't Tyler Guyton a dog? Oh, my God. The running game kind of scares me. We really don't have a running back. We really don't have a running back, Joe. But I'm going to tell you what we got. We got some big, nasty old linemen that like to put people on their ass. And that's all you need. We got that. Did you see Cooper BB knock two dudes down, right? So we got some big, nasty old linemen, Joe. And if they got this little trap play they've been running, though, you know, they've been running the camp and hold this big, like, I can drive my truck through it in the middle. I've seen it a couple of times. Like, the back cut back, boom, and it's like a gaping hole. So I'm like, wow, they, you know. I wonder, can they do this against another team, man? In Rams joint practice, you saw it again. Big gaping holes in the mouth. So, yeah, these old linemen walking these boys up out of here. So when you can walk people out the club, Joe, you don't need a Bijan Robinson. You know what I'm saying? You just need something solid. Dak needs to run a game to be. I totally agree. But I take it farther than that, K Boogie. Any QB that you're expecting to win something, right, needs a running game. Any QB you're expecting to win something and go deep in the playoffs needs a running game. Ain't no way around it. Guyton and the center is nasty as hell. Ain't it? Which is what you need. This is fine. So you agree with me. BB was pushing that guy all the way to his house. Yeah, they're walking them boys out the club, man. So I was like, yes, that's what I'm talking about right there. That's what we need. Yeah, we don't need a Bijan Robinson. We just want that old line to move some cast 3 or 4 yards. We can give Dak 5 yards a pop. I think you will see that'll work wonders for Dak Prescott, right? If we can give him 5, you know, average 5 yards a pop, you know, a 10, 20 here, and we can really commit to running the ball and yeah, really, really be physical. Yeah, I think Dak, you know, take us a little farther in the playoffs. All right, so speaking of Cowboys QBs, Trey Lance, right? Trey Lance. Now, I was one of the guys, and I still am one of the guys, saying this Trey Lance situation needs to be, you know, watch. You need to be watching what's going on with the Trey Lance situation. Because he can, you know, he can potentially take the starting job. Potentially. But realistically, what are his chances being QB3? So we can't talk about him taking Dak's job before he takes Cooper Rush's job. You got to take the number two job first. So, and I'm not so on him being QB2 right now. I'm not. Right? So, and the way they was hyping him up, saying he's mastered the offense and yada, yada. He didn't look like a guy that had anything mastered in the Rams game. I'm just going to be honest. He didn't. So, and maybe he was nervous, right? Maybe he was nervous because, I mean, he looked better in the Raiders game. And the Raiders played Max Crosby, right? So Max Crosby been dominating them in practice. So they played. Max Crosby played. He got quite a few rips. He met Tyler Guyton, you know what I mean? So I'm just saying. It was the Raiders did play a lot of their starters. And, you know, Trey, he looked better. But it's the Raiders. It's the Raiders. It's the Raiders. I'm just saying, it's the Raiders. Right, so I don't know. But they did play starters. So he looked better. Got him in the end zone twice. You know, so, I mean, he looked better. He looked better. But am I ready to take him over Cooper Rush? Absolutely not. Now, is he amazing with his, like, his legs, what he can do with his legs? Sure. Sure he is. But you play QB with your eyes and your arm and your brain. So what I'm seeing with that, I like Cooper's eyes, brain, and arm a little better right now. So, hey, but we'll see. We got another one. Trigger Trey needs more reps. He does. He has only played 28 games since his freshman year in college, and he's only 23 years old. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so I just think we need to slow up on him taking Dak's job. I think he has an opportunity, you know, but he has to be amazing. He has to be amazing. And I'm going to say this about Dak Prescott. He gets a lot of flack for what goes on in the postseason. And some of it is warranted. Some of it is not. Right? So, San Francisco games on Dak Prescott. On Dak Prescott. But this Packers game, this last one, I'm not willing to put all that on Dak Prescott. Now, could he have played better early in the game? Sure, he could have. But damn, the defense is supposed to do something, right? And that's what I meant when I said earlier about the defense not really being about their life when they really needed to be. That was a perfect example in that playoff game, right? So I think even if Dak struggled, this is just hypothetically, right? Even if Dak struggled, we get in the playoffs and Dak is struggling early on. But he has a defense that stands there and not giving up a lot of points. Maybe hold the team with Dak. Say it's Dak that turned the ball over twice, right? Defense holding with two field goals, give up another field goal. We down 9-0 at half. That game is still winnable. Like, if Dak figures it out, we can win we can come back and win a 9-0 game, right? So, but you can't be giving up just dudes wide open running to the end zone. Like, we can't win with that. So, but I think this defense will be way more stingy. I don't know about the turnovers, but damn a turnover. You know, if they punting and Dak rolling, that is a turnover. You know what I'm saying? So, screw the turnovers. Just play some good football. That's one man. Trigger Trey doesn't trust his eyes yet. And you can tell, okay, Boogie. That's what I'm talking about. Like, we can't talk about putting him in front of Cooper Rush, and he's not sure what he's saying. That has shown me over 8 to 9 years that he doesn't have it. Took a while to come to this conclusion. He's a great regular season quarterback. The playoffs, he's trash. And I've been a fan. You have, because me and you went to war about that. I can personally attest that you were a fan. You were a fan of that, because me and you went to war about that on numerous occasions. It would be Deion's son. I don't care. I don't think they're gonna move on from that. And I was, and at first I was like, well, Dak gonna be the odd man out. But all right. So look, Dak is a good QB. This is what I'm trying to say. Dak is a good QB. If you stack Dak up against a lot of these QBs, it ain't many you'll take over Dak Prescott. It's not. I don't think you can name 10 QBs you'll take over Dak Prescott. All right, so I know he's been coming up short in the playoffs. I know this, but he needs a defense and he needs a running game. Now, in the San Francisco, the reason I put the San Francisco game losses on him was because when you want to beat a team like that, the San Francisco 49ers hell bent on stopping the run. You're not running on them. Your QB has to excel. He has to step his game up. He has to throw that defense, make throws on the back end, loosen the defense up, then you can run it, right? So, and he just couldn't do it against that defense. He can't do it. He hadn't shown that he can do it against that defense because guys are open on the back end when we play San Francisco. And for some reason, he can't get the ball to him. Or he's throwing on the wrong side of the field to a San Francisco player, right? So, his game hadn't excelled or elevated in the 49ers game. So that's why I lay the 49ers losses squarely at his feet. But this Packers game, that was a total team effort. Everything looked bad. Everything. The offense, the defense, especially everything looked bad. Play calling. Everything looked bad. It was a clown show, right? So it all looked bad. So I don't lay the Green Bay loss solely at his feet. Dak equals Jason Tatum, right? So, and another thing, we saying he's a great regular season quarterback, but we said the same thing about Peyton Manning, right? And when Peyton Manning, when the light switch went off in the postseason for Peyton Manning, you know, he got to the promised land, right? So, I don't know. I think we need to pay Dak. And I'm not a fan of paying no player $55 to $60 million a year. I've heard he may take a hometown discount, which I think he should take a hometown discount for the team, right? But the market says $55 to $60 million. That's what the market says. Now, you don't have to agree with the market, but that's what the market says. The market says $55 to $60 million a year. So, I don't know. But I don't see a guy that's better than Dak or as good as Dak on this roster. So, I mean, you got to pay him. This super soft. You right. Well, all caps. Okay, Boogie. Dak needs to believe in his ability when the playoffs start. Oh, no. I think Dak needs a stingy defense and a run game, you know, until he can get. I think he is a little nervous, but once he settles down, he's Dak again. But he needs to stand the defense to kind of hold a minute, or he just needs to just go and show up in the first quarter. That'll help too. They are probably one of the best regular season QBs. What you think will happen if he doesn't finish the games? If he doesn't finish the big guys in the playoffs this year, they're probably going to let him walk. They probably won't let him walk. Like, because I'm going to be honest. What I'm seeing with this defense, is not going to give up a lot of points. Not often, right? So, I'm just saying, like, if we got a stingy defense, and if the defense show up and we can run the ball pretty well, pretty decent, we should win the game, right? So, and if we playing defense and we running the ball and Dak is just falling short, I think they let him walk. But I don't know. To be honest, all these dudes may be signed by week one. Except for Parsons. I think Parsons gets signed next year. But hell, Dak and CD could be signed by week one. Because from what I'm hearing, Dak said he's had great conversations. And I can see Dak taking less money to keep CD around, right? So that's why I said he may take a discount. He may take a little shave, which would be great. Which would be great, right? So I'm gonna get to Dak a little later. Let me get to Dak a little later. Brandon Ayuk. I'm so sick of damn Brandon Ayuk, and I want to be traded. I don't want to be traded. Right, so look, I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna go to my final thought, and I gotta go and get out of here. Producer's gonna put me out in like four. I got like 4 minutes, y'all, so I gotta roll. So, so Brandon Ayuk say he wanted to be traded, right? So saying, all right, cool, we got the Patriots. Patriots will take. Well, I don't wanna go to the Patriots. All right, cool, we got the Browns. Browns will take. I don't wanna go to the Browns either. So at this point, you just throwing a hissy fit. And being a big old crybaby. See, if you don't want to leave San Fran, just say you don't want to leave San Fran. He never wanted to leave. He just wanted more money. It was all a bluff. He was selling Wolf tickets. They called his bluff and he ain't had nothing, right? So, but I think he's gonna end up getting more than that 26 day off. But will he get 33 or 35? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because at the end of the day, you are fourth option on that offense. You're fourth option. You got a fourth option. They can find another fourth option, right? So it is different when you playing single coverage over here because you're the fourth option versus you being the number one guy and they shading you with safeties, linebackers, dropping guys, bracketing you, dropping guys over the top, chipping you, coming out, running cover six. That's different. That's a little different, right? So we don't know if he can do that, right? So we know he can kill one-on-one cover. We know that. But we don't know if you ready for the big time where the defensive coordinator is coming to the game saying, that guy's not doing nothing. That's a whole nother animal, right? So I'm not sure if IU can do that, right? So I think he about need to take what San Fran going off him and stay where he at before he get exposed. Because he go to Pittsburgh, he going to have to be that on the outside. Because Calvin Austin's playing in the slot, right? Pickett's going to be on that side. So, Ayuk's going to have to be that on that. You're going to have to be that. And they talking about paying you number one. You have to be, you're going to have to go over there and be better than Pickett. And Pickett's a dog, right? And I don't know if he can do that. I don't. So, I think he needs to stay in San Fran and just, you know, just be cool, Ben. Don't be Alvin Harper. All right, so we need him. He also needs a sports therapist. Man, why is somebody calling me while I'm filming the show? Do you think CD getting paid before the start of the season? Joe, you are a genius. That was my next topic. I can answer that and go to my final thought and get out of here. Yes, CD will be paid before week one, and I'm going to tell you why I think so. Jane Slater says she ain't worried about it. He'll be paid. So if Jane Slater ain't worried about it, I ain't worried about it. She called the Dak situation to a T, right? And I said, well, I'm going with Jane. Everybody told me I was crazy. Dak ain't asking for $40 million. Dak asked for $40 million. What did Dak get? Right, so Jane said she ain't worried about CD being signed before week one. I ain't worried about it either. I think CD will be signed before week one. It is cold in Pittsburgh. It is cold as hell in Pittsburgh, Jack. Like you tell me, it ain't sunny and all nice. That's grown man business there, Jack. We talking about going up there and playing the football game. All right, so my final thought, and I'm slide on out here. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to explain, okay? Dak and Jerry Jones belong together because they both full of it. And I'm going to tell you why I say they both full of it. They both full of it. Both of them. I'm going to start with Dak Prescott. I say Dak is full of it. Dak Prescott had the audacity, unmitigated gall, send the interview and say, I don't play this game for the money. I don't worry about the money. The money will take care of itself. I don't really care about the money. Oh, really? So, And let's recap. Let's recap. First contract, $40 million, which was unheard of at that time, right? We went crazy. Dak Prescott, I don't need no $40 million. They're not paying no quarterbacks $40 million. Like, we went crazy because paying a QB $40 million a year was unheard of, which was top dollar, right? Fast forward to this contract. Now we're talking about $55 to $60 million, again, which would be top dollar. So for a guy that does not care about money and will play this game for free, when it's time to get paid, you seem to want top dollar every time. You seem to want top dollar every time it's time to get paid, but yet you full of it, sir. You full of it. And maybe he takes a little shave, a little haircut, a hometown discount to keep Micah and CeeDee around, which would be great. I would love to eat that plate of crow. You know what I'm saying? But as of now, I'm sitting now, you full of it, Dak. And Jerry Jones, I'm going to end with you, and I'm going to bid you all good night. Jerry Jones, after the shellacking we took at home, my ad, in the playoffs, by the hands of the Green Bay Packers, break job in our own front yard, right? Well, we were undefeated all year. Comes and says, damn it, we going all in, right? When he said it, I knew he would lie. I said, you a lie, you full of it. But it's going to get Cowboy Nation riled up. It's going to get the fans excited to see what Jerry Jones is going to do this offseason. So once everybody was front and center, watching their TVs, watching their phones, waiting to see what Jerry Jones is going to do. He said, we all in. He said, we all in. He said, we all in. We still ain't signed nobody. We all in. We still ain't signed nobody. We all in. Oh, we signed Eric Kendricks. Right? Okay. We all in. Right? David Henry right there. Let's get there. Now we're going to bring Zeke back. What? What? Right? Stephon Diggs wants out of Buffalo. Oh, we all in, Jerry. Let's... Nah, I'm going to let the other team in Texas get him. Right. Said, what are you all in on, Jerry? Like, what are you all in on? You hadn't got no free agents. Hell, you won't even sign the dudes on your own roster. What the hell are you all in on? Right? What are you all in on? What are you all in on doing? Like, you're not even showing that you all in on keeping the current team together. So what the hell were you talking about after the Packers game last year, right? So I think Jerry was just emotional. I'm telling you what I really think happened. So I think Jerry was emotional. And at that moment of time, he wanted to just, yeah, I'm going to be uber aggressive. I'm going to go do everything I can. But Stephen Jones talked him out of it. Just like Stephen Jones. If I'm saying Stephen Jones talked him out of Johnny Manziel, that was a good thing, but... I think Steven talked him out of it. I think Jerry honestly wanted to be all in. I think Jerry was about to be very emotional, be very aggressive, which is probably what we needed, right? But I think Steven talked him out of it. That's what I think. But at the end of the day, Jerry, you won't hire a GM. You won't quit meddling. You won't let these coaches coach, right? You the reason this franchise hadn't won anything in 30 years. We can blame Tony Romo. We can blame Dak. We can blame whoever the hell we want to blame. But it's Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones is the reason. Right? So Jerry Jones is the reason this franchise hasn't won anything in 29 years. Right? So what are we all in on? I'm trying to figure that one out. So I don't know what we all in on. Jerry, you full of it. All right. So that's it for me. I'll catch y'all next week. I think I'm going to go back to my regular regular day and time, Wednesday, 6:30 next week, right? So, I catch you then. Oh, me and my play cousin, K Boogie, Kenyatta Adams, Stars Talking Cowboys, probably starting right about now. So, I'm about to hop out of here and go straight over here and kick it with my play cousins. We can continue the conversation over there. It will be up on my page once I get out of here. I'm get to the page, share it over to my page. It's gonna be live just like this, right? So me and my play cousins, Nigga in the Blue Cup Boys. Can you dig it? Right. So y'all catch me over there. But next week, Wednesday, 6:30. And, you know, we'll continue. We'll continue. We'll make it do what it do. Hopefully, Daniel Jones will give me some more content. All right, y'all. I'm out. So until then, Mr. Cowboy Nation is challenging you not to be good, but to be great.